This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of stuff to get into here with respect to the NBA offseason. And the latest is that Adrian Wojnarowski reporting from ESPN that the Rockets are in the process right now of offering Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and P.J. Tucker individually to teams that can absorb their salary because they're trying to get first-round picks because they feel like the Sixers would be more enticed by first-round picks than they might be by those players. And so they probably have reason to believe that with communications going on in back channels.
It's a little different than the twist that Sam Amick put on this situation by basically saying two of those three guys would likely be moved to facilitate a Butler deal.
Well, they may get moved, and it'll facilitate a Butler deal. They may just not wind up on the Sixers.
Right.
You're getting a third team involved.
If this Butler deal works out, it's going to be radio gold. I mean, you've already got some serious personalities. And I know James Harden gets the rap of kind of being too low-key and maybe too passive, but that's a personality in itself. I mean, that's a dynamic that's worth talking about and makes it interesting. And then you got Chris Paul and all of his antics, and you add Butler to this mix, who I don't know a ton about. I know he's a great player, but I haven't watched a crazy amount of his film or his games. But I think the one thing everybody does know is that he brings a personality, a very domineering, but just a dominant, outspoken, kind of a little rough around the edges personality to the court. It, at the very least, regardless of what product they put on the court, it's going to be fun as hell covering a Rockets team with Jimmy Butler.
Now, there's already a post on The Ringer claiming that if you add Butler to this locker room, it's like taking up smoking while you're working at an oil refinery.
There you go.
That may very well be.
I think my pop smoked a couple of Marlboro Lights in the Exxon control room back in the day. You think it blew up Baytown.
I love the aggressiveness. I love the fact that Daryl Morey, to quote him from a few off seasons ago, has something up his sleeve, which is what he said prior to the Chris Paul deal. He also said after the Chris Paul deal, it's a weapons race in the NBA, and you're either in the weapons race or you're on the sidelines. This is why he is one of my all-time favorite pro general managers in this town. He is always looking to go for it.
That's great. It's what makes it really interesting to me is that Daryl Morey was on the Colin Cowherd show yesterday and talking about the team as currently constructed, because obviously if you're going to get Jimmy Butler, you are breaking up the current construct in some way, shape, or form, as Adrian Wojnarowski points out by the names that are reportedly being dangled out there in trade talks. As currently constructed, Daryl Morey feels like this is a team that should be favored to win the Western Conference next year.
Well, I have to focus on that. That's a real thing that, you know, we've got to make sure that we can stay competitive. That's why we're chasing some of the top free agents again. I think we got a real shot at one of them potentially. And we feel very good about our window. Obviously, Golden State is probably not going to be as good next year, so that's going to help us. I do think the West is wide open. But most teams are trying to keep their starting five from last year together right now. We've got our starting five. We're going to add a mid-level. If we can get a top-level guy, we'll get him. And I think we're the favorites in the West next season. And I think Vegas will show that when they start doing the over-unders and all that.
Most teams are trying to keep their starting five together. We're trying to trade three-fifths of ours to get Jimmy Butler right now.
Trying to get rid of one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
think about this, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm on the backside of that comment. That's interesting. How many GMs and owners are out there talking about, I think the Vegas will show that after we make
not many. Another reason we love them.
That's great, right?
Absolutely.
He's my
spirit animal.
Whether you agree with it or not, I just love the genuine, sincere, here's who I am and here's how I'm going to present these topics and talk about the team and love it or hate it, kick rocks. I love it. But think about how this – the last month, maybe off 6 weeks, I don't know. But you go Fertitta and Morey and D'Antoni. That dynamic is obviously struggling. There's some strife within. Those guys are going back and forth.
It's been a wild offseason.
The staff, D'Antoni's staff is gone, and now you start talking Butler, and we're in here talking about, well, if they sign Butler, then they've got to tweak the scheme. And the dynamic of coach and owner and GM not getting along, firing the staff, paying a guy a boatload of money to come in here, adding him to the mix, and then asking the coach to change the scheme, isn't it crazy the way that it seems like they were at odds, and now at the end of the day, all the 2019 season is going to boil down to D'Antoni's.
Well, hopefully
D'Antoni's tweaking the scheme.
Hopefully it will only take losing two of those three guys to figure out a way to get Butler here. I love them going after Butler because I think it gives them a legitimate championship caliber big three capable of winning a championship. I also think it helps to take a little of the pressure off Chris Paul if he is indeed heading into the declining stage of his career. And, you know, I trust Daryl to find guys. You know, a couple of years ago when he got Chris Paul from the Clippers, they kind of gutted their depth with that deal. They sent Lou Williams, who's been Sixth Man of the Year twice since the deal. They sent Montrezl Harrell, who was a Sixth Man of the Year finalist this year. They sent Patrick Beverley, who, when healthy, I think is a very effective player. And they sent Sam Decker, who's married very well.
Yeah.
And then they
won 65 games.
But yes, and there were people worried that they had gutted the team to bring in Chris Paul then. I think if they lose a couple of pieces of their core to bring in Jimmy Butler, in Daryl I trust, I think he'll find the guys to surround these three star players and still be a contending team.
Were people worried? I think people were excited to get Chris Paul. I don't remember being worried.
People were excited, but there were certainly some Rockets fans wondering if perhaps they gave up too much.
I guess where I was going with all that was it seems like they were all at odds. The owner, the GM, and the head coach were all at odds, and now it's going to boil down to the fact that the coach, it's all going to hinge on the coach being able to implement a new scheme with these three players. That just it's funny how time, a short period of time, can change things so drastically.
It's a good segue into the little bit that we teased into this, which is PJ Tucker. I think pointing out that we talk about all this strife and Harden and Paul and this and that, everybody's not getting along, blah, blah, blah. And just outsider looking in, I get it that there was some angst at the end of the playoffs. You know, there's clearly angst between Mike D'Antoni's agent and Tillman Fertitta, at the very least.
Happens when you lose.
Yeah, I think P.J. Tucker put it best. He did an interview with Sam Amick, and he said, I'm sick of the fake news, man. It's fake. Everybody. I argue with Chris and James more than Chris and James argue with each other. Basically saying, guys argue. We're around each other 82 games a year. Nothing's perfect. And sometimes when you lose in a very public situation and some of it bleeds out there, a lot of people color in the rest of the picture to mean that that's what's happening all the time. And that PJ Tucker is basically saying, everybody sort of stand down. Everybody's going to get along fine. I know because I'm arguing with these guys all the time and they're some of my best friends.
And Sean, I agree with PJ Tucker's point. I think in the time that I spent in professional sports, whether it be Arena League or NFL Europe, or I mean, there's a high intensity atmosphere. I mean, you got guys fighting for their jobs and guys fighting for all-star votes and MVP votes and all this kind of stuff. And so I agree with the fact that there's always guys that are bumping heads, but I believe it's different. It's just like Golden State. I'm sure we're bumping heads, but it's a total different thing when all of a sudden they went ball dominant Kevin Durant and the other guys, you could tell in their body language, they weren't happy about what was going on.
Yep.
Here, it's one thing for Harden and Paul to bump heads a little bit, but it's crazy for us to sit here and think that a Hall of Fame point guard that's not getting touches while Harden sits at half court dribbling between his legs until the play clock gets, or the shot clock gets to three, to think that's not a different argument, we'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Back to your point about scheme. They need to tweak the scheme a little bit. Yep.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.